give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? What a wonderful day we had here at Bible Baptist Church. My wife and I celebrated 20 years being the pastor and wife here at Bible Baptist Church, and been a blessed 20 years, exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. And we just had a great Lord's Day here and a great celebration of God's goodness and faithfulness to us, and honored to be the pastor of such wonderful people as God has assembled together here at Bible Baptist Church. God's built a wonderful church here at Bible Baptist, and I'm honored and humbled to be the pastor of this group of people. What a great day we had. And hope you had a great day where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed. And we'll be finishing up October this week and rolling into November, and I'll be saying more about that month as we get more into the month of November, okay? But listen, if your Bible's close by, I'd like you to go to Malachi chapter 3. It's the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 6, where the Bible says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." Malachi, writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, maybe with startled pen, wrote the words, "Will a man rob God?" After all God has done for his people, how could any of us have the audacity to rob him? A person who's been born again by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our sins washed away, our name written in the book of life, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, how could we have the audacity to rob God who made it all possible? I remember being shocked as just a teenager when the director of our church camp in Canton, Ohio, not during camp time, but they lived on the property in a cottage there, and someone broke into it while they were away and stole the preacher's wallet and some other things and burned the cottage to the ground. Who would rob a preacher? Who would rob a church camp? But more shocking is, who would rob God? Malachi couldn't believe it. A man robbed God? A Christian robbed their Savior? The receiver robbed their giver? The forgiven robbed the forgiver? The object of one's love robbed the source of that love? It couldn't be. It just was hard for Malachi to believe it. A man rob his Redeemer? A man rob his Savior? A man rob his Provider? A man rob his Protector? Before we get too hard on Israel, let's be careful that we're not guilty of the same thing. For oftentimes, we may be guilty of robbing God as well. You say, well, wherein we robbed him, and I know that's what Israel asked too. Well, number one, we can rob God of service. We rob God of service. Romans 12:1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Service, reasonable service. Man feed, listen, if a man feeds a cow, he ought to expect some milk. If a man feeds a horse, he ought to expect some labor. If a man feeds a hen, he ought to expect some eggs. If a man feeds a dog, he ought to expect some obedience. Well, what does God get for feeding you and me? You say, preacher, wait a minute. I believe the Bible. Why didn't I ask you that? I ask if you're robbing God of service for him. Well, wait a minute. Preacher, I cut my teeth in the church nursery. Well, I didn't ask you that. I ask, are you robbing God of service? Well, preacher, I wear nice clothes when I go to church. I didn't ask you that. I ask, are you robbing God of service for him? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 says, Paul commends him, how they turn from idols to serve the living and true God. They turn from idols. They turn from sin. To do what? To serve God. To serve the true and the living God. Oh, where is it today for people who aren't just want to praise and worship the Lord, but they want to serve the Lord? The Bible says we're to serve the Lord with gladness. Serve God. The communists will give all to their cause. The woke will give all to their cause. The cults will give all to their cause. The humanists give all to their cause. The Muslim will give all to their cause. How can any of us who name the name of Jesus Christ give any less than our best for our Savior, Jesus Christ? When Apostle Paul got saved on the road to Damascus, once he knew it was Jesus who he was talking to, he said, "What wilt thou have me to do?" I know. Paul said, I know these believers. They all do something for the Lord. They're serving you. I'm happy in the service of the King. I'm happy. Oh, so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else can bring in the service of the King. Oh, let's not rob God of our service. But also, let's not rob God of our youth. Of our youth. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writing to his young preacher tells Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, I think it might be 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. He says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in charity." In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Don't despise thy youth. Where's the idea come from that we have to wait until we're out of our teenage years to serve God? We have to get out of college before we have to be a dedicated Christian. What's wrong with teens singing what adults sing? What's wrong with teens dressing like adults dress? What's wrong with teens having haircuts like adults have haircuts? What's happened where there's one kind of Christianity for teenagers and young people and another kind of Christianity for the older folks? No, I want to keep old-fashioned Christianity. If it's right for mom and dad, it's right for the teenager, and it's right for the child. I'm saying, listen, what was said here, don't rob God of your youth. God wants the sunrise as well as the sunset. God wants the morning as well as the evening. God wants the bud as well as the falling petals. Children, young people, adults, parents, grandparents, they all ought to live right and do right and be right and dress right and walk right. God deserves our youth. God deserves the energy of youth. God deserves the enthusiasm of youth. God deserves the strength of youth. God deserves the excitement of youth. God deserves the memory of youth. I thank God that as a young person, I was taught to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival meetings, special meetings. Didn't matter. Because of that, God gave me my youth, and God has renewed my youth. I believe that. So don't rob God of your youth. Don't rob God of your service. Don't rob God, as our scripture said today from Malachi, of God's tithe and his offering. The Bible says in Leviticus 13:20, the tithe is the Lord's. And when Jesus reprimanded the Pharisees about the weightier matters of sacrifice and mercy, and he didn't. He listen, when they said, "You tithe of cumin and mint and all these little things," Jesus said, "These ought ye to have done, but not to leave the other undone." You know, understand, God was commending them for their tithe. Oh, I know. Here Israel's robbing God because they're holding back on God's tithe and their offerings. You say, "Well, Pastor, you don't know my financial condition. I can't afford 10%. I know. But you can afford the car payments and the cable TV and the streaming services and the four-wheeler and the plasma TV and eating out five times a week. And if I did all that, I wouldn't be able to afford to give to God either. But here's the promise. God said, you just give me what's mine and you give me an offering, and I promise I'll open up the windows of heaven and you pour out a blessing, there won't be room enough to receive it. My friend, if the windows of heaven are not open, it's the latch is not on God's side, the latch on your side. If we'll do what we ought to, God will do what he says he'll do. Oh, my friend, the songwriter said, by and by when I look on his face, beautiful face, thorn-shadowed face, by and by when I look on his face, I'll wish I had given him more. More, more, so much more. More love to Christ than I ever gave before. Oh, my friend, I don't want to say I wish I'd have given him more. I'm going to say I'm glad I gave God the tithe and his offering. Don't rob God. Oh, my friend, don't rob God. You want his blessing. You want him to open up the windows of heaven. Let's not rob him of our service. Let's not rob him of our youth. Let's not rob him of our tithes and offering. And let's not rob him of our praise. We rob God of praise when we take credit for anything. I mean, should the axe that cut down the tree praise itself? Should the bat that hit the home run praise itself? Should the brush that paints the picture praise itself? Should the basketball that goes through the hoop praise itself or the one who shot it? The tool cannot exalt itself over the hand that uses it. Well, are we all but vessels in the hand of God? And I want to be a vessel of honor unto God. Whatsoever he will do with me, God will get the praise. Whatsoever he'll do with me, God will get the glory. Don't steal praise from God. In the New Testament, Herod gave a speech and they were so impressed with his oratorical ability, they said, oh, it's the voice of a God and not a man. And Herod took that and he didn't deflect the praise to God. And you know what? He died right there and they saw worms come out of his body. I mean, serious. Don't rob God of praise. Always deflect any praise to God, because the Bible says it's God which worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. The will you have to serve God, the ability you have to do it, comes from God. So how can we take credit for it? Oh, let's not rob God. Let's not rob God of service. Let's not rob God of our youth. Let's not rob God in tithes and offerings. Let's not rob God of our praise. Oh, hear ye the master's call. Give me thy best, for be it great or small, that is the test. Do then the best you can, not for reward, not for the praise of men, but for the Lord. Oh, let's not. The shocking question Malachi asked, can a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Oh, don't rob him today. Let's make sure we give God what's due him out of love and appreciation for all that he's done for us. Well, I want you to have a wonderful Monday, and I'll look forward to being with you, Lord willing, on our broadcast tomorrow. And tomorrow, I hope to talk to you a little bit about the face of Jesus. The face of Jesus. What a great subject. Isn't it good to talk about Jesus? I hope you'll not miss tomorrow's broadcast and you'll join us, all right? Have a wonderful Monday, everyone. And again, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with
bright sunny smile.